Shvi'i Li'ilui Neshama for Yeshaya Simcha Ben Baruch Yosef, Yeshaya Tversky. That's why I decided that for a while what we could do extra. It's an extra Seder Alimud. We all know how he was Machshav Musar, learning Musar, Limud HaMusar, learning Yanim Musar. So I felt it was joy that the Chabur had extra Seder should get together to all the learning of Shvi'i Li'ilui Neshama, Yeshaya Tversky. From now, Be'ez Hashem, until the end of his man. Yeah. The Ramah in Simon Reish Sadi Gimel, Hilch Shabbos, brings a minig of Klal Yisrael. He says that there's a minig of Klal Yisrael that you say in the summer, in the Yemei HaKayitz, you say Pirkei Avos between Mincha and Ma'ariv. It's a minig in Klal Yisrael. This minig is a minig that it looks like spread all through to Klal Yisrael, all circles. All circles in there. It's Israel, you see it. In America, you see it. In Svard, it was very prevalent. It actually seems like it might have been started in the land of Svard. It's a minute and cannot spread around Klal Yisrael that in these weeks you learn Avos. Now, the weeks that here he just brings as a minute between Mincha and Ma'ariv, but he says in Yemei Kayitz in the summer weeks. Now, the shaila is what's the basis of this minug? What's the basis that in the summer weeks you learn Pirkei Avos? So I looked up Avudraham in. When he speaks at the end of Pesach, after he speaks the laws of Pesach, brings this minhag to say avos, to learn Pirkei Avos after Pesach, from Pesach till some say the minhag, till Shavuos, some say through the whole summer. And he says the reasons as follows. He says the reason we read Be'ela Shabbosis, Levi Sheinyamim Menuyim L'matan Torah, these days were appointed for Kabbal Satorah. Therefore, we count down the days till we receive the Torah, like an ayah who waits for the coming of the one he loves. And he counts the days and nights until the one he loves comes from the road. So what are we learning Avos for? Since Avos is a Zeirus on Kriyas HaTorah, speaks about learning Torah. Umaisa Mitzvahs, it speaks about both those topics, so it's proper in waiting for Kabbal HaTorah, and he learns Avos the things which are Mizaris, which allows in a person the desire to learn Torah, to keep Torah. That's why he learns Avos. Which I want to point out, I noticed a little almost mistake fell into our psyche. Before Shavuos in yeshivas at large is a chizik in Limud HaTorah, which there should be. And the Ben Torah's first, maybe his first mitzvah, Talmud Torah Neged Kulam, the first mitzvah facing him is a chizik in Limud HaTorah. And it's Pashat. We're ready, Baruch Hashem, we're already here in yeshiva. Before Rosh Chodesh, we got underway this man, and it's Pashat will be a strongest man. But I think there's a little tois also, because in leading up to Shavuos, so we're all mechazik in Limud HaTorah, and we should. But Kabbalah Satorah was accepting the Torah, it was also the mitzvah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah didn't mean accepting the Torah, Limud HaTorah, that was one aspect, Keneged Kulam. But there was one aspect, Kabbalah Satorah is the commitment of Asiyas HaMitzvahs, of keeping the Torah, of valuing the Torah. So, in these weeks leading up to Torah, Avada, we're learning Avos. You say Avos, one parak which is even added on. One parak added on a little bit later speaks about Limud HaTorah, this whole parak. But there's five other parakim to Avos. Because one of the things we're working on leading up to Shavuos is a general commitment to the deis of Torah, to the shittas of Torah, to the midas of Torah, to the mitzvahs of Torah. So in the weeks leading up to Shavuos, we learn Pirkei Avos. We're committing, we're making a strong commitment to keeping, to living by the Torah. We'll get back to this point a little in a few minutes. The second reason he brings is absolutely fascinating. He says, the Gamze Azman Shu Zman HaKotzir. It's the time of harvest. It's the time that we harvest all the food. So he says, since Zman, it's a very Megushim Dika time, and it gets the behema part of the person, the taiva part of the person is aroused. It's the time, a lot of gashmias. It's the time of the harvest. He sees all the luscious fruit and he's gathering food. It's a very gashmistic time. And a person has very much leaning towards pleasures in this time. So he says, therefore, in this Masech, we learn Musar. It's a time that we learn a little bit Musar. It's a time a person can run a lot after gashmias. So this is the time we learn a little Musar. To learn that what's important in this world, what a person should go after, what he should look to be misaking. It's Pasha, it's the summer begins, the weather's nice, people in the gas are no longer dressed as snowstick, people are dressed, unfortunately, pritzos rains in the gas. He doesn't bring pritzos. He says it's a zman of hana. It's interesting, Hashem made such, that somebody asked me, what about another, not all countries are that way, that this is the zman. So I guess the minhag came about in countries that we cleared already in my house. And from Los Angeles, they have to learn Avos all year. So we cleared. Yeah. Okay. Yesh Ladin. But the word is that it's his man that the weather the Pashat is Hanot, that the person starts running after Hanot. So this is man. Sorry? It's funny because the way the Ramah brings is to learn in the Kayas. So it could be a taka. I don't know the minute. The Ramah brings Avi as a good deal. The Ramah doesn't say after Pesach. The Abu Draham says after Pesach. The Ramah says the minute is in the Kayats. So Avi says taka whenever it's Kayats. Not so funny, Avi Tainas. The Ramah doesn't bring anything connected to Pesach. Yeah. The kid said, Abu Draham says that this is man of Hanos, and this man of people running after Hanos. Oh, this Musa. That's learn the Shnigal Musa. It's man to learn Musa. That's what Abu Draham says. I want to speak. We'll get back to the first point about what Shavuos is, what Kabbalah Satorah is, the whole ideals of Torah. I want to ask three kashas. Why is Masechta called Avos? Sim Rishonim. Avos? Fathers? It's even a kasha. This is some of the Achrayim asked. There's a separate Indian. It's Chazal say you're not allowed to call anybody Avos besides Avram and Yaakov. I don't want to say it's a lav. It's Chazal say ain't the crime Avos, a medrash. You're not allowed to call anybody an Av except Avram and Yaakov. The Achrayim handle. How do we call Avos? Pashas. Avos, after all, are my Roman. These are my Roman. Who taught us? Avos. You're not allowed to call anybody an Av. That's not the kasha. So some say, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught some of these things. So Avos, it's Kail Moshe, but you know Moshe's not Avram and Yaakov. So they tie that it's Moshe Rabbeinu together, one person you can't call Avos. Everybody together you can call Avos. That's Stam Akasha. What's the Seth called Avos? What's the name Avos? It's Kasha 1. Kasha 2 is what the Seder was chosen to be in. Rabbeinu HaKadosh put Avos in Ezekiel. It's very not related to damages. It's in Ezekiel. Why was Avos, Rabbeinu Yoni asked the Kasha, why was Avos put in Ezekiel in damages? Kasha 2. Kasha 3 is the Masechta starts in a peculiar way. The first Mishnah, Perek Rishon, the first Mishnah, Belina, we'll learn every Mishnah. The first Mishnah says, Moshe Kibul Torah Sinai, Umasar Li Yeshua. Moshe accepted the Torah at Sinai and he gave it to Yeshua. The Yeshua was Canaan. The Yeshua gave the Torah to Zakanim. The Zakanim were Nevi'im. The Nevi'im Masul Anshe Knesset Sagdol. The Nevi'im gave it to Anshe Knesset Sagdol. And Heimam Rushlash Dorim, they said three things Anshe Knesset Sagdol. This Masechta, any Masechta in Shas could have this introduction. What's the introduction to Masechta? We have a Messiah. Torah is not made up. There's a Messiah. So any Masechta. Start Ksubas. The first mission of Ksubas. You're learning Ksubas. Lest you think somebody made it up. Moshe keep a Torah in Sinai. Umisar al Yeshua. Al Yeshua al Zakenim. Start anything with that you want with that. Why is it that always the learning of ethics, of Midas, starts Moshe keep a Torah in Sinai. Umisar al Yeshua. That the Messiah. That we have a Messiah. This is not Stan made up. There's not a new thing. You shouldn't think it's something new. We invented now. Always. It's cool. No. Always, I want you to know this learning about Midas. I want you to know that it has its shayrish. I want you to know Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. What's the Nakuda? What's the Nakuda that this Masechta starts with the Masechta? And Baba Kama could have started in the Zik, and I want you to know Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. What's the Nakuda? I want to tell you two truths in the Iker Teretz, the second one. The first Teretz is an area of ethics, an area that always new books being written. There are always new books being new psychology books, self-help, it's very in now, I would say, very, very self-help books. As if it's the new books coming out, always that we found the key to mankind being happy, to man ethics, and they're always, it's very in now, it's very, if you want to become famous, and you want to make a lot of money, write a book on Midas, write a book, it's very in the world, in the Goyish world, Reifeld Kedimeyed, it's true, it's very, on the bestseller lists of books written about ethics. It looks like it's a new, it's a Dover Chadash. One of the reasons the Rishonim bring, it's called Avos. In Av is a father, which gives birth to Ladis. One of the reasons brought to Rishonim is any Midos Tavos. You'll see books. You'll see books written on beautiful character and ethics and the way to act. It looks like a new thing. Somebody woke up, Tavshin Samahimel, some guy, Yid, whoever it is, and he has an idea for character, how to act, how to be happy. He has some plan. Avos. Avos means this is the Av. Everything else came from this. It all was born here. It's all born in our Torah. Moshe Kibul Torah Sinai. It all came from Sinai. All the ethics, which looks like new things, you can all find in the Avos. And all of that came from the Torah. Sometimes we need the other things. Amol, the person needs that thing to awaken him. To awaken him the idea of that it exists. But it all can be traced back and it all comes from Torah. Moshe Kibul Torah Sinai. It all comes way back from Torah. So the Dafka in this area, when people feel they're inventing, they're coming up with new things, new strategies, new games. No, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. There's something not really a second teretz. The ikur teretz I wanted to say and explain why it's called Aves and why it's in Seder Zikin. The Rav Kamat says it. The Bartanura Kamat says this. The Bartanura says as follows: There are those who feel as follows. Torah, our Messiah on Torah is unquestionable. We have Messiah exactly, mitzvahs, we all the mitzvahs. They feel midas, character, is a separate thing. Avad, they say a ben Torah has to have a character. Because otherwise, somebody who's a ben Torah, somebody who's mekabel the Torah, has to have a nice midas. We spoke before ben hazmanim. But if you go around, people feel it's a toy's gadol. I'm a ben Torah, so derech agav, I also have to have nice midas. Derech agav, it's a dover nifrad. I'm a ben Torah, but besides it, if I don't have a nice midas, so it's like a very, like, you're taught in therapy, if you don't have a nice midas, it's going to be a chil Hashem. So people are going to say that, look, somebody who has a Torah has a bad midas, but it's a Torah's gadol. Because all our midas comes from the Torah. All, if you see, Klal Yisrael had beautiful midas. Wherever they go, any community, they have gemach. They have loads of gemach, and they have loads of pasha. But Adam L'Chaveira is beautiful. Their houses are beautiful. Their midas, their wife, their children, to pasha, to their neighbors, are beautiful. It's not the pshat. There's two things. They had the Torah, and Derech Agav, in order not to make a bad name for the Torah, Klal Yisrael's midas comes from the Torah. It comes from our commitment to the Torah, our commitment to Vatul Reacha Kamoicha, our commitment to Kabbalah Sarich Vesimecha, our commitment to all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and all the ideals of the Torah bring our midas out. And the Torah is a terrible, you say, what's the chiluk? It's a lomdish chiluk. Who cares? It's a separate, I should have me at the end of the day. The Torah is what happens is you have a ben Torah. You'll take a bach, he's a best learner in the shir, fest, he's a lamdin, alatif already, he can spit back. Alatif already knows the sugi with every rabbark there. He knows the sugi clerk. His midas bein astarim is a little sharp. He's a ben Torah with bad midas. No! He's not a ben Torah. He has no shaykhus to the Torah. Moshe kibel Torah m'sinai. This that we're learning comes from the Torah. Moshe kibel Torah m'sinai. This comes from the Torah. Fakert. The Goyim says, why is it called Avos? Because we learned in Baba Kama. It's a Gemara in Shabbos and a Rashi in Baba Kama. It says Avos, Rashi says, Avos ksivi lahanach ksivi v'krab behedya. It's a Rashi. Avos means something written in the Torah. Avos ksivi lahanach ksivi v'krab behedya. The Goyim says this. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Sadivav, says this. Avos are things that are written in the Torah. Avos, what you're learning now is the Torah. And somebody who doesn't have a commitment to these midos, somebody who doesn't, is not the separate milo, it's not he's a ben Torah, it's midos, he needs work. No! He's chaser his commitment to Torah. And fakert, when one works on midos, it's not a set, you're working on Torah. In the weeks, that's what I want to get back to that first teretz of Udraham. In the weeks leading up to Kabbalah Satar, we're working on midos. What shaykhus? The Abu Drahams, the reason why we're working on Avos is because we're getting excited about Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah, what shaykhus to midas? That is Kabbalah Satorah. That is a commitment to Torah, is a commitment to Torah ideals. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says that people think they have to do Tshuva from Maisim Roim. It's a tois. And it comes from all the same Yisoid, is that the Nikra is Torah. Torah is, the Rambam says, the same you have to do Tshuva from Hilchos Tshuva. The same you have to do Tshuva from Maisim Roim. You have to do Tshuva from Deyos Roim. The Rambam's in Mechadish something? The Rambam's in Mechadish against this great Tois. That this Torah, you know, now we're concentrated, knows of the Rambam. Tshuva means on all the values of the Torah, on Deyos Roim. The same you have to do Tshuva on Maisim Roim, you have to do Tshuva on Deyos Roim. And one who's chaser in Deyos Roim, in Midos Roim, is chaser in the Etzem Kabbalah Satorah. He's chaser in his commitment to Torah. And I think that's why it's in Seder Nezikin. Seder Nezikin, the Rishonim already say, Seder Nezikin is laws of Sanhedrin. These are laws judged. There was a Yid, he was since been Nifter. He used to speak in Yeshiva Rakhwin. His name was Reb Epstein. I think it's Reb Chaim Epstein's father, I'm not 100% sure. He was a Yid, he was the librarian of YU's library, Torah library. He said he knew a lot of the Sun. He was a Yid at Sadik Gadol Ma'ayin. He sat quietly learning his whole life. Amazing, amazing Yid. Tremendous Nida, he's tremendous Yid. And Rai Pen knew him. He was a Yid Anista, Rai Pen knew him. And he worked his whole life. Midas was a big topic of his, and he felt that he felt very strongly that why the Chofetz Chaim writes the Sefer Shmos HaLashon, because people respect something that's laws. If they think it's a nice thing, Lashon Hara, until the Chofetz Chaim came, was a Dabar Nifra from Torah. So what happens is over time, when something's separate than Torah, our commitment to it wanes. Torah, we're committed to. Oh, Lashon Hara, oh, it's a very nice thing. I have to be careful not to speak Lashon Hara, otherwise a Ben Torah who speaks Lashon Hara, Techil Hashem. No. It's part, it's a chelik of Torah. It's the Chofetz Chaim to show Klal Yisrael, it's a chelik of Torah. And our commitment to Torah requires a commitment to Lashon Hara. He wrote a sefer, their halachos, their dinim, their lavim, their assays. Well, this Reb Epstein, this tzaddik felt, that midos, people think also the same thing. So he wrote svarim, he wrote many, many svarim, and he said, I remember when he spoke to Shifra Rachman, that he said, nobody knows about them now, he told us. And he said, he thinks in 100 years, this is what he told us then. I don't remember the number of years, he said in many years, he thinks it could be Olmei Kereshim. He said on his own svarim. A yid, it's sad that Kishtili yid, I never saw it in my own eyes, I just heard him speak about his own svarim. And he wrote some, my parents all subsequently also verified that, I think we all went up to him, that this yid wrote svarim. He wrote svarim on midos, the halacha is the midos, and he went to the Torah. I think Rav Yosef Feld told me also that he found in a svarim store, somebody in Europe already did this, is that correct? That somebody wrote a sefer amidos. The nekud is the same, and that's why it's put in sefer nezikin. It's dinim for Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin would teach you the laws, how to practice dinim mammon. What are you telling Sanhedrin, the laws, the ones, the judges, the ones who judge the Torah laws? No, in Sanhedrin, we put avos. Because these midos, your commitment to Torah requires, is a commitment to these midos. Is a commitment to these midos. The Rav Kamat says it lehedya. The Rav says, you might think you're learning avos. The Baratanur, you might think we're learning avos. That these are things, you see, you don't find an open pasuk. Okay, so they made it up. No! Moshe Kibbol Torah Sinai. The Rav says all these words, Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom spoke to Moshe at Sinai and said all these things. These things weren't chidushin, they weren't separate from the Torah. When Hashem gave Moshe the Torah at Sinai, he told them these midos. They were explicit to Moshe Rabbeinu, these midos. And our commitment at Sinai, and our commitment to the Torah we accepted at Sinai is a commitment to these midos. And there's no such thing, it doesn't exist. A Ben Torah is chaser, and the Epis is midos, he's a little sharp. No, he's not a Ben Torah. He's not a Ben Torah. He's not a Ben Torah chaser midos. He's not a Ben Torah. A Ben Torah means Moshe Kibbol Torah Sinai. This Mishnah, Ben HaKadosh chose, is medayik in every word. He chose on these Mishnayos. Fakert, I would say a guy who's committed to midos, who's missing a couple of verses, there it doesn't say Mashkulta Vesvish. Don't be missing in that either. Of it all, the commitment to Torah to all its ideals, to every aspect, Moshe Kibbol Torah Sinai. That's why it's in Sefer Nezikin, that's why it's called Avos. That's why it's called Avos. That's why it's in Sefer Nezikin also. It's called Avos like the Goyim. The Goyim says that which is open in the past is called Avos. Midas, which you think is not Kiddush, it's double different from the Torah. Avos! Avos Ksivi Rashi and Babakama. Avos Bezam and Aleph. Avos Ksivi Mahanach Ksivi Bekrob Ehedya. Avos! It's from the Torah, Zap the Goyim. All this is from the Torah, these are psukim. These are not from Kite, and it's not a separate thing, not to make the Chil Hashem. No, it's our commitment to Torah. Our commitment to Torah requires, is push requires us, and that's Avu Draham's first parents. Then in the weeks leading up to Shavuos, Bidafku, Mechazik, and Midos, because that's the commitment to Torah. There's a Lashon of the Zohar, he calls mitzvahs, he calls them Taryag Eitzos. He calls them Eitzos. Advice, six, he means because there are means towards something, with tzarek sabrios, to make people pure, to correct our midos rois. The purpose of the Torah and fulfillment of the Torah creates good midos, creates good attitudes. We'll speak more about the beginning of the mission. I want to learn a whole mission of that. So it says as follows: it says, "Hey, Shvarim." So Moshe accepted the Torah at Sinai. He handed the Torah to Yeshua. He taught it to Yeshua. Yeshua to this Canaan taught it to Nevi'im, the Nevi'im Tanshik Nesak Doyla, and Heimamu Shloish Dvarim. They used to say, the Yonah points out, Heimamu means that not they said once, this was what they used to stress. Heimamu they used to say, and he says whenever in Avos it says, Haya Aymer, or Heimamu, it doesn't mean he said it once. They said many things, but it's according to one thing. It means this was his life's motto. This is what he used to teach. So the Anshik Nesak Doyla, Heimamu they used to say, the Oil knows how the Anshik Nesak Doyla works. The head of there were 71 people in the Anshik Nesak Doyla. The head of the Anshik Nesak Doyla was called the Nasi. The number one man was called the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. He was the first person. And the second person, the number two person on the Bezdin, on the 71-man Bezdin, was called the Av Bezdin. The all of the Gemaras, you see many times, the Av Bezdin, the Nasi. The Nasi was the top person, the leader of the Bezdin, was the 71st, the leader of the 71 group of Anshei Gesed Gaila. He's called the Nasi always. And the second person, the second to that, is called the Av Bezdin. It's funny, when you say Av Bezdin, pick the one person's the Nasi. The number two person on the Bezdin, his name is the Av Bezdin. He's less powerful than the Nasi. So that's the Anshei Gesed Gaila. They used to say three things. The first thing is having the Sunim Bedin, is be very careful in judgment. Now, I want to share with them a little secret to learning Avos that's not widely known. By the masses, it's not widely known. I want to tell you a trick to learning Avos. When you learn Avos, so people say Pshat from the Darshits. Well, most of Avos, there are many Svarim written. There's one Sefer written by Tanayim, which explains Avos in depth that people don't realize it's Pirish and Avos. Avos Deyab Nasim. When you learn Avos, it's very Kedai to learn Avos Deyab Nasim. So many things we're saying Pshat tomorrow are explained by Tanayim themselves. And Avos Deyab Nasim, which is put in the Gemara's Navi Bazaar right in back of Avos, is Avos Deyab Nasim. So you always learn, it's a good thing once in a while to learn Avos with Avos, it's a much longer Avos Deyab Nasim. So I guess Avos is more concise, that's what's told. But so you want to see the explanations for Avos, you look at Avos Deyab Nasim. So Pash of Shadnavim, Mesunim Bedin, is to be very careful in judgment. Slow! Mesunim Bedin. The Chaznish says that the first thought that jumps into a person's mind is the Myonis, his imagination. Don't go with your first rush of thought. Think it through. Mesunim Bedin. To be patient in judgment. To think things through. David Malin and I saw Pshat by Schwab, we're learning in the morning, and sort of Schwab says, why the Anshei Knesset HaGdol L'chadishness? My high. He says, it's very fitting, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, the ones who stop in the Bua. They're the ones, they daven to Hashem. What happened was, there were many people running after Avodah Zarah. Many people in Klal Yisrael were giving in. So the Knesset HaGdol were terribly worried about this. They daven to Hashem, there should be no longer a tithe for Avodah Zarah. What happened? The bigger the tithe there is in the world, the more greatness there is. The more friction, the more you overcome, the greater a person becomes. When they daven that tithe for Avodah Zarah should leave, you know what we lost? We lost Nevuah. Nevuah stopped. In the times of Anshei Knesset HaGdol, the last people at Nevuah were a few people on Anshei Knesset HaGdol. And Schwab says that's why they were Masak and Tefillah. Because they still had Nevuah, they knew Kavanas we can't dream of. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, the ones who Masak and our Tefillah today is from Anshei Knesset HaGdol, the Nusach Tefillah. They were Masak and Tefillah, they still had powers, they still had Nevuah. There were people on Anshei Knesset HaGdol, the Chagai, these people, the Zechariah, Malachi, were on Anshei Knesset HaGdol. They the last Nevi'im. The last Nevi'im said, what's going to be? People before Anshei Knesset HaGdol used to daven every Yid, tens of thousands of Yidden, tens of thousands over the Doris who had Nevuah. So Yid daven on his own, they had Maris, they were able to have Kavanot we can't fathom. So every Yid daven on his own Nusach, there was no Nusach, you don't open the Siddur, in your own mind, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol saw Nevuah is leaving, so now what's going to be with Tefillah? Nobody's going to know the big Kavanot, the great thing to say. So they wrote our Tefillah. Our Tefillah is Kailo, all the Kavanot. Our Tefillah, they quickly wrote it, we're the last Nevi'im, we daven Nevuah should end now, no more Nevi'im. Because they daven, there should be no Yetzar for it's a good Yisoid. When there's no Yetzar for Yitzhara, if you don't have that amount of Yetzar to overcome, you can't have that greatness. If you're minus Yetzahara, so now people can't become great. Greatness is overcoming Yetzahara. The less Yetzahara there is, the less greatness is. There can't be Nevuah anymore. So when there's no Nevuah, people aren't going to know to daven the big Kavanas. So let's quickly write Tefillah down. This is what happened. They wrote Tefillah down. Our Tefillah is Kailu ala Kavanas. We just have that Pirush HaMilim. The Pirush HaMilim sends the Tefillah off, and then it's Mitzkavah by Hashem with all the Kavanas. We have to have translation of the words. So, the Schwab time is that's Pshat Mesunim Bedin. Beforehand, they had Nevuah. So it wasn't imperative to be so careful in judgment. Hagam, somebody's going to ask, Ein Anavi Rishayim Chash Badomer. It's Yitzhak Rabinitz, and I saw a whole Tarek Mimah, and there's a long raid. You're not allowed to pass him from Nevuah. So that the Tarek Mima claims that you're allowed to, there's Rais and Shas, there's Steers and Gemaras, but he claims you're allowed to find out the Metzias from the Nevuah. So a judgment wasn't so important for it. The Dayan sat there and the people came to him and said, he had Nevuah, this guy's right. Boom! He passed it, it wasn't so much thought. That Anshei Knesset HaGdol lost Nevuah, having Mesunim Bedin, Schwab said, Kiyup Shat. This is very careful in judgment. Now it's important, Mesunim Bedin, be very careful in judgment. This Avada says the Rabbeinu Yonis, it applies to everybody. It says in judgment, that's the place where maybe it specifically is the most important. Psak, make sure to get the Psak right. but certainly in all our lives, to be careful about things. Mistunim Medin. I had a Rebbe, she asked him a shayla, he wouldn't answer until after a davening. First of all, he wanted the kedush of a davening, and also he wanted, like, he felt davening connects him to Hashem, Mistunim Medin, like not just a jump with an answer. He need time for it, to wait rather for after a davening, but he wouldn't answer. Mistunim Medin, be very careful in judgment, don't answer. That's the pashut. But in Abbasdi Rav Nassim, it says another pshat. In Abbasdi Rav Nassim, it says another pshat in Mesunim Bedin. It doesn't mean judgment. It means be careful, be patient. Bedin means in judgment, in your own judging of enforcing your words. It says don't be so angry at people if they don't listen to you. It brings Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at the end, and he forgot how long it's been good for them. And Abbasdi Rav Nassim, Mesunim Bedin means be patient with your words. Be patient. Don't be so makbid on people. And it says that he brings a chazal, that one who's makbid on his words forgets his Torah. I can't, it's midah k'neged midah. If you take yourself too seriously, you want others to be so value your words, you forget your own words. You want others to take your words seriously, you don't even take your own words seriously, you forget your own words. That's the din. That's what it says, chazal. That somebody who's makbid al dvarav is mishkach dvarav, he forgets halachas. He's trying to value his own self too much. Don't take yourself so seriously. Always find avad that you can get. This doesn't sound slavad kumusin. Don't take yourself. Avadi yachashim, your adults yid. Avadi should know yachashim. Each person, it's tremendous koyches hanefesh. That's not the point. What people walk around? Oh, yeah, the chutzpah, he disobeyed me. The chutzpah spoke to me that way. Oh, the chutzpah. Stop taking yourself so seriously. Have misunim adin. Don't be makhdar al dvarim. Don't take yourself so seriously. You know what happens if you don't take yourself so seriously? Others take you seriously. You know what happens when you take yourself very seriously? Not only don't others take you seriously, you forget your own words. Your own chacham, you don't take yourself seriously. Mishkach dvarim, you forget, you become an amoritz. Relax, have misunim bedin. Be patient in judgment, be patient on your words. Others say they're good, see good. Misunim bedin. Said obviously I'm not. The Mishnah goes on, we'll just finish this Mishnah, it's ready. 11:05. The Mishnah is about midu talmidim harbin. Be maimed a lot of talmidim. Pasha pshat in the Mishnah is a machloikis. It's a fascinating debate. They shaman b'selam. It's a fascinating debate. This is a debate, historical debate. Many have debated it since. It's yadua. Rav Yashaver didn't take many talmidim. It's yadua. He would come out like ignore a talmidim. He focused on a few, on the ones he felt were a few, and he ignored others. That's shashita. Be shaman holds that way. Be shaman held only take a few talmidim. It's a shita like that. Vaisis is a smart sheep. Beis Hillel said, take a lot of talmidim because you don't know where greatness comes from. You don't know. You don't know which ones. Don't judge. You don't know which ones. It's funny. Even Beis Hillel doesn't say, teach a lot of talmidim because the poor and everybody learns. He says, because those that are going to tushdel, those that are going to accept your words, you don't know who they're going to be. You don't know who you're going to be zeicha, that they're going to vaccinate your words. You don't know. Don't be so smart to pick out. I spoke to a certain buffer I hold the world of. He told me in high school, the guy, more quiet guy, he told me in high school, a Rebbe, one Rebbe, he didn't tell me who it was, the whole year didn't speak to him. Sometimes we're over with Machshav, the sharp guy, the guy in Shir, I know in my high school class. There's one guy, in high school, he was really like, wasn't the sharpest, he was average to dumb. I don't say dumb, average to below the average. Regular guy. He wasn't sharp. So everybody in Shir, your Machshav, the guy's the quickest. Who could say the quickest? So another guy, the shiur is not following so much. It takes some time to listen to the tape. This guy, by far in my shiur, is the biggest amkin in my whole chevra. By far, is the biggest amkin today. It's a festival. It's a tremendous amkin. Tremendous amkin. We all know that he's the biggest amkin in the shiur. Very tremendously deep in learning. Tremendously deep. I know we're in the mirror. The Rashid is the mirror. Everybody valued his opinion. Because we don't know. You don't decide who the talmud is who's so chashuv. Teach a lot of talmidim. You don't know. You don't make a decision. This bacher and your folks, and you don't know. You don't know. You're not. You know, doesn't know the one who's the sharpest, the one who's the loudest, the funniest. You don't know. Don't the quiet guy who's sitting there and she's listening. You know, doesn't get always right away. It takes a little time. Don't judge so fast. Hamidu talmidim halvei. Be minded many talmidim. What's lashon hamidu? To say teach. Melamed talmidim halvei. What's hamidu? Hamidu be minded. So I was thinking, be minded means to stand up a Talmud. If somebody wants to, he wants to teach Talmidim. Teach Talmidim. He says, I'll teach Torah. I'll teach him Torah. Not a Rebbe. A Rebbe has to be minded to stand up the Talmud. To get him, put him on his feet. He has to give him chizuk. He has to push it. He has to give him sameach bacher. If Yisrael used to say, Yen is gash, you're ruchnis. Sometimes you then wonder, why don't I break my head, I try the guy, but first of all, the guy does not make a toy, and he's not succeeding. The first thing I would ask if somebody here has plans being ready is to care about the bachus dashmis. Hamidu Talmid Marbi, be minded, stand him on his feet. It could have said teach Talmid Marbi. It says be minded, Talmid Marbi, stand him up. Care about them fully. Make sure he's wearing nice clothing. Check out, if he's not wearing a nice clothing, find out, why not? Hamidu Talmid Marbi, stand him on his feet. If somebody doesn't have confidence, Hamidu, be minded to Talmud. Stand him on his feet. Hamidu Talmid Marbi. Don't be melame, teach. If you're a teacher, so that you're unsuccessful. You're Rebbe, yeah, you're giving over Torah, you're trying to teach Torah, you're unsuccessful. One word. Hamidu Talmid Marbi. You want to be successful, be minded to Talmud. Stand him on his feet. All around, every aspect. Every aspect. I told over before, in my life, I will never ever forget. I'll be 120. I will not forget that my first day of Beis Medrash. So I think in high school, Yeshiva Rako used to go out and play ball in the yard. I used to play basketball in the yard. So it's first day of Beis Medrash. So I felt, Beis Medrash kind of doesn't pass. And I started, so I didn't play well. So I put up my thumbs during lunch. Doesn't pass, go out and play ball. Beis Medrash Bacher. My Yeshiva Rai Per came up to me and said, Daniel, why are you here? Get out here. What are you doing here? Get out. I don't think I listened. My guy was such, and I listened. That's how Midu Talmidim Harbin. That's somebody I want to be Rebbe. Be Maimu Talmidim. He cared about my Gashmis. Hamidu Talmidim Harbin. That's being Maimu the Talmud. That's not being Malami the Talmud. It's being Maimu the Talmud. The concern for every aspect, to stand the Talmud on his feet. Hamidu Talmidim Harbin. And if you're Maimu Talmidim Harbin, you'll take a see, by the way, that the one you thought was the Katan, you'll take a see, so it will come true. If you're Malami Talmidim, it may be true that only the best will be the best. If you're Maimed Talmud, then you'll take a see that you don't know which one's going to be great. Because you'll take a see, if you're Maimed Talmud, then you'll see that ones that might not be so great will be great. That's how Midu Talmud Maimed. The last din of the Mishnah, this will stop, is a Susi Yod V'Torah. This is a very appropriate to stop, because here is a chat that nobody in the world knows about. Because it's in Avos Dev Masin, but even in Avos Dev Masin, it's the Medrash Shmuel's chat in Avos Dev Masin. So you're the only ones who know this, unless people read the Medrash, they're very long. Don't read the whole thing. The Medrash Shmuel says Pshat Navas Nasan. I don't see that's a Pshat Navas Nasan. It's besides the point. I didn't see that's what he meant. Navas Nasan. The Medrash Shmuel says Pshat Navas Nasan as follows: Asusi Yod L'Torah Pashup Pshat. In the words, is make a fence to the Torah, guard the Torah. In other words, besides just keeping these other Anshei Knesset Gedolim, remember they made Takanas, they made Halachas, the Sanhedrin, they made Rabbanans, make a fence for the Torah. It's a command. They make Zeris. People can break the Torah. Erev Pesach is a mashal. Midday Yisach Hametz was aser at 12 o'clock. At the beginning of the seventh hour. 12 o'clock on the perfect equinox day. The Rabbanan asked at 11 o'clock on the perfect equinox day. They asked at the beginning of the sixth day. Why did they do that? Asusi Yal Torah. Because this command. Make a fence for the Torah. It's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarkin. Make a guard for my guard. It's a pasuk. Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarkin. The translation is Asu Siyal Torah. Make a fence for the Torah. Put it, what does a fence around the pit do? You're worried something's going to go too close to the pit and fall in. So you make a fence, nobody can even get close to that pit. So to the Rabbanan, they make a fence around. Nobody can get close to the Yoyv of the Daraisa. So Susi Yad L'Torah, that's the fence, not the Yoyv of the Torah. They build a fence, the Rabbanan's around the Torah. Now you won't get close to the Torah. That's the purpose of Susi Yad L'Torah. They're building fences to keep you far away from the Torah. That's the purpose. Yeah, this is an aside, I'm not going to go into it. It's an interesting psychology to think about. You break the Rabbanan, there's many places in Shas that says it's equally bad to break the Torah. It could be even broken in the Torah, because the Torah says, Lysasa. So you broke it up and broke it in the Torah. So what did the Rabbanan gain? Because now you have another din of the Torah there. The Rabbanan, anything they put down, you have another din of the Torah. It's a lumnish question. Believe that, something to think about. There's something to think about until Sunday night. Something to think about. Asusi of the Torah, because you don't want to get too close to the Daraisa. It's, I'll give a dogma. There's a fire in the middle, so you want to build a fence. No kid can touch the fire. So you build a fence that's made out of fire. So right, and now the kid touches that, gets burned. He didn't do anything. If you build a fence that's not fire, so at worst, they hit the fence. That's a fence. A fence that's fire is a shvach fence. Alright? You have a loose wire in a house, you touch the wire, you get burned. See, so you're surrounded with a wire that also burns. Doesn't really work, since somebody touches that bird. You just took... So that's a lot. So my point is the Rambam and right. According to many Rishonim, it's a lot. Sorry? One Chashim Shah says there could be people who also make an offense. Chashim Shah is playing for Rabbanan. Asum Shmeres Mishmar, they make fences. It's equally bad the Raisi. You're over the Raisi, you're over the Rabbanan. So what does fence help? It's not as bad. The bird is not as bad. Chashim Shah says equally bad to the Raisi. Doesn't any place say Lysas is a less than Lysas. So the Rabbanan's fence, Mishmar. So one could tie it. Yeah. A lot of fires. So that's what I was thinking, like Avi, with all the Gavin. I was thinking, like Avi, I was in such a tight despair that the Rabbanan make fences shows the series there's something going on here. Yeah, but one, all of a sudden, a guy sees there's one fire there, all of a sudden he sees 10 fires, there's something heavy going on, keep out. The Rabbanan's extra fire shows there's something major. You see one fire there, okay, somebody might not notice, they might stumble on, there's one bar, you do 10 virus, there's an area of virus, stay out. So that's the pshat. You dig more fences, right? Yeah, you have to say pshat. To figure out exactly what they're going to do. Something that needs to be here. But let me tell you, I want to end. This is a very appropriate way of ending. With the Medrash Shmuel's pshat is what he claims Obasi of Nassim is saying. What he says is, Asusiyag L'Tayyar, the Lashon of Obasi of Nassim, is Asusiyag L'Dvarecha. Make a fence for your words. And he says, don't speak so long. Don't be so hard to do the Lashon of Medrash Shmuel. He says, Asusiyag L'Tayyar means make a fence for the Torah, means make a fence for Divrei Torah. Asusiyag L'Dvarecha. Don't speak so long. You speak and speak and speak. You're too hard on the listeners. You wear out the listeners. You speak for a short time. I know I have to work on this point. My father's always macking in 5 minutes. In shul, he speaks 5 to 7 minutes, never more. People always make a mistake. They speak very long. At a chasna, at a Shmuel can attest to it. It never speaks long. Never. It's a tremendous avla. Even Oyem Shem Chazik in it. So it's in yeshiva. Anytime. It's a chizik that can be done. It's not a funny thing. After it's okay, I spoke too long. It's an avla. It's an avla to where it doesn't. Now, too long is how long. You have to have a sense of this. You have to have a sense of your list. It's important. It's not acute in life. It's good. If this might be the most important thing you'll hear tonight. To get a sense for people you're speaking to. It's obviously a muscle. These are Tanayim. It's Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai. It's a Torah value. It's v'ahavta re'acha kamecha, to get a sense of the people you're talking to. If you're not attuned to the people you're talking to, it's not a cute thing. You're missing something. You're not attuned to the people you're talking to. You're speaking and speaking and speaking. Hope nobody's thinking I'm Jewish. We're ending with this. But you're speaking and speaking and speaking. And the very thing is, asusiyog v'varecha, make a fence for your words. There has to be a limit. You have to say, you have to push it, you have to end at a reasonable time. That's asusiyog. Maybe on the same line will end that you could say, this is the same pshat. Finish up this pshat. Is the Rambam says that it's not going to work in Eber Kanani, Avodas Perach. So I say over often, what's Avodas Perach? What does it mean Perach? Hard work, what's hard work? Is Ein Lakeitz, the Rambam says. You don't know the end. You work and work. The master says, you work, I'll come back later and tell you. That doesn't. You might come back 10 minutes later, it's torture. I always say, let a Rebbe who's saying a shir. If you tell me you're speaking 4 hours, I'll listen. No problem. If you don't tell me how long this speech is going, you don't know when it's ending. It's torture. Torture. You don't know when he's ending. It's torture. Just tell me how. I'll brace myself. I'm listening to this amount of time. It's torture. It's very important question to know that Sasusi Yogno make a fence. Tell them before about the fence. Tell them I'm speaking from this time to this time. Tell them when. Just historically. Historically, which speech to everybody, Gettysburg Address, ask around America, they're all memorized. I don't know if anybody knows that somebody spoke. I have a book on public speaking. My mother-in-law gave me a book, and I have my idea. It's a brilliant book. It's not really on the artist, you analyze the speeches. I use the shtickle hint, I guess, that the work of my speaking, but it didn't do that. It analyzes speeches. And the Gettysburg Address, there was a man who spoke for 2.5 hours before the Gettysburg Address. Does anybody here know the speech before? Or anyone, the one who spoke the speech before? The Gettysburg Address, every guy, half the guy in America know. Spoke short. Rashi and Pesachim says a good Rebbe speaks short. It's fun, my father says Rashi is the Rebbe of Pesachim, spoke short. Asusi al Gurecha, don't speak so long. Shimon HaTzadik was from the remnant of the Knesset HaGdolah. He was from the last ones, not the Knesset HaGdolah. Pashup Shat. There's a lot of Jewish sadness, but Pashup Shad, the reason why it says he was the last Anjanet HaGdolah, what's the significance, is we're talking about the Messiah, that our Torah is passed down. Moshe came to Sinai, the Messiah, the Yeshua, the Yeshua, the Canaan, the Nevi'im, the Nevi'im Anjanet HaGdolah, so it's saying he was the one who gave over the Messiah, he was the last Anjanet HaGdolah. Huwa Ya'imer, he used to say, which means this was his zog of his life, he used to say this often, Ashloish Dvar Ma'ilam Aymed. The world stands on three things, Ala Torah, Ala Vaybel, Gnir's Hasadim. It's a machlokes v'shayim, if Torah means all of Torah, including the mitzvahs HaTorah, Rabbeinu Yonah learns it means Limud HaTorah. There are many Rishayim learn Torah means keeping the Torah, the mitzvah HaTorah. Yeah. You have to work out if Torah means mitzvah HaTorah, then the Achrayim ask, I'm sorry? Then Avodah and Gemir HaSadim should be a part of the Torah, but it means all mitzvah HaTorah. So we could learn Pashav Shalat Rabbeinu Yonah. Torah means Limud HaTorah. Now, I'm just being honest, not all Rishayim learn that way. We can't cover every pshat. We'll learn right now, Torah means Limud HaTorah. Avodah means, in time of Beis Hamikdash, it means Avodah Karbanos. Today it means, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Tefillah. And Gemilas Chasadim. The Torah is the Kasha. The first Torah in Choshen Mishpat actually asks a Kasha. He says, the Mishnah at the end of the first parak says, V'shim gamli aloim al shloshet varam ha'olam oimeid ala din emes and shalom. Does it stand on Din, Emes, and Shalom? Or does it stand on Torah, Avodah, Gemir's Chasadim? The Torah, not on the Torah, the first Torah in Chayshim Mishpat, Simon Aleph asks Akasha. He brings Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that there's a different Gersa in the last Mishnah in the first parak. It should say, Al Shesh Dvar Ma'ilam Kiyem. It shouldn't say, Aime. Over here, we're talking about the world being created. The world's created for Torah, Avodah, Gemir's Chasadim. But has the world stay alive? It stays alive for a din, emes, and shalom. On this, Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the Torah says. The Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, asks that if the world's created for Torah, by the Mishasadim, it's a Kavu Chayimer, it should stay alive for it also. If it's enough to be created for that, so it also stay around for that. And the Beis Yosef offers a Teretz. We're going to wait to the last Mishnah, the first Teretz. You know, when we get there, then we'll say the Teretz. For now, just keep in mind, there's a Stira in Mishnayis. Why was the world created? Was it created for Torah, Avodah, Gemir's Chasadim, or Din, Emes, and Shalom? I want to say two shtickles now. They're 100% drush, not pshat. Drush is one very mutadikawated ash in the Torah, which is very important not to mix it up with pshat. Not a mutadikawated. The Torah meant this also. The Torah has many kabbalahs, it meant drush. It's just you shouldn't mix this up. This is not pshat. But in drush, I want to speak on 2 points. I'm sorry? Yeah, if it's a way to dash. Snapshot. Drush, the darshan, and the point here is Nagea life. And Hashem, when he gave over Abbas, Abbas was said at Har Sinai, Vaishkim at Har Sinai, Hashem meant this also. And the following thing, the Achroyim ask of Kashim Shat, why does it say, Hu Hayayayayar? It says, Shimon at Sadik Hayim Shiar of Nesak Daila, he was from the last of Anshag Nesak Daila, and Hu Hayayayayar? Should say Aymer. Shimon HaTzadik, who was from the last of the Knesset, Aymer, he says. It always says that in the rest of others, if it always says Aymer, what's who Hay Aymer? Extra words, Rebbeinu HaKadosh Mishnayis are written very brief, because the Torah wasn't supposed to be written down. They wrote it down as brief as possible. That's very extra. Who Hay Aymer? What is this Lashon, who Hay Aymer? It's still who Hay Aymer, Hay Aymer. What's who Hay Aymer? Very extra. Shimon HaTzadik, who he, if you talk about something, you say David Mavinger says. You don't say David Mavinger, he says. You don't need to say he, we know the subject of the sentence. You said David Mavinger. Shimon HaTzadik, he used to say. Shimon HaTzadik used to say. What's who Hayayimer? There are many times I've been told by parents, and we've all heard this, every one of us heard this. I don't understand. I tell my son day and night, I want you to learn. Yanko, learn Torah. Learn, please. I want you to learn Torah. And I tell him, I schmooze him out day and night. I tell him, Yanko, I so badly want you to learn Torah. I desperately, my only one, Yanko, I want to be a god to learn Torah. And I tell him that all day. I don't know my son. He watches movies. He hangs out with old people. He flies around town. He runs here. I want him to learn Torah. I want him to be better Torah. I had a parent this year tell me this. Tell me, I want my kid so badly to be Ben Torah. I'm not, what I'm going to vow to say, not on the parent Bechlach, this parent God is a Tzaddik. But people sometimes wonder, they say, I want my children, I want my family, I want my Talmidim to learn Torah, I want whatever it may be. I want it so badly. I don't understand, they don't listen. I tell them, my kids, they don't listen. What's the pshat? Let me ask, I would ask the parent, father, this parent, the answer was, the parent was Masha Torah, but I asked the person the following question. when the person gets a brand new car, or when the person gets something like gashmis, it's gewaldig, doggies, woohoo! It's all excited, it's gewaldig. They're learning the taisis. How does the person look? The Shabbos table, how you look? What do you, at the Shabbos table? Are you saying divrei, singing divrei Torah, saying zmiras, singing zmiras? Is it geschmack? Is the ruchnis? Do you have a geschmack from ruchnis or gashmis? Is the car, the beautiful house, that's what you value? If when you get a beautiful car, you're all excited, and that's the exciting conversation. You heard Yenna's car, Yenna's rig, the politics. If that's what's exciting by you, and the ruchnis is not so exciting, you can hank his margin, the person could tell their child, could tell their Talmud, tell their friend. You should learn, it's at all the lip service in the world. The kid can't hear the message over the roar of your car and the roar of your beautiful house. It's too loud. The kid doesn't hear you talking. Well, he hears a word he's saying. Say, Yaakov, please look. What, Dad? What? I can't hear you over the beautiful car and excitement. They can't hear the words. Your message is much more powerful than your words. The message, what your essence, what you give over your excitement is more powerful than the words. It wasn't just his words, lip service. He used to go around saying that the main thing in life is Torah Avodah Mitzvah Sadim. Who are you, Omer? His essence said it. His action said it. He himself announced it to all. It was clear from him. From Shimon HaTzadik, it was clear that the Iker is Torah Avodah Mitzvah Sadim. Who are you, Omer? His essence said it more than what his mouth said. His essence, who? He, Shimon HaTzadik, announced to all, when you saw his feelings for Torah, when you saw his feelings for Avodah, when you saw his feelings for Mitzvah Sadim, HaYomer, that told people that the world stands on those things. That message goes over to Talmidim, goes over to children, goes over to friends, goes over to oneself. That message, that's the message that we send all life. Avodah, our words also, but to send by our action, by our geschmack being a ruchnis, by our joy being a ruchnis, by having geschmack and Shabbos, by learning geschmack. You want your kid to love Torah, sing and dance when you learn Torah. Geschmack, levity, excitement. But if you learn Torah, you don't have a geschmack and ruchnis. A person doesn't learn to get a geschmack and ruchnis. And his geschmack is an old gashmistik and yonim. But he tells this guy, I want you to learn. The kid won't hear you. The message won't be given. So that's who are you, his essence said. The second drush that I will end with, promise 10, it's 10 minutes, we have 2 more minutes. The second drush is that it says, Ala Torah Avodah Sosela Chesed. Why does it say Torah Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim? Now, the word Gemilas is a good kasha. Right now, I still have time for that. Could I just think about it? I'm not talking about Gemilas, could have said Ala Chesed. But of course, the plural, Al Goyim El Chesed, or Ala Chesed, what's Chasadim, plural? It stands for Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, plural. Chesed. Let's say Avodos, Avodah. Torah, Avodah, and Chesed. What's Chasadim, plural? So I was tracking with Eric Drush that the Yisoid of Chesed, anybody could do one Chesed. Anybody could build himself up. You do a Maisa Chesed. The test is people always feel I'm being used now. No, you know, this is over the line. This is already too much. Too much using me. It's already, that's where chesed starts by chasadim. When it's already plural chesed, that's just, when we say the world stands terabad and chasadim, when you feel it's already, it's too much chesed, that's when chesed is just starting. When it's easy, that's not chesed, that's easy. We're speaking about the guy, it's easy to do chesed to, that's chesed, it's good. But when it's hard to do chesed, when it's chesedim, when it's ready to feel chesed, that's chesed. Oh, yeah, now you do chesed. When it's easy, that's easy. You'll be naturally, that's command, not chesed. I don't want to say not chesed, it's chesed. It's chesed at a very low level. I want to do it. If I care, when it's a little bit of a strain, when it's not, when maybe it feels like already chesedim, you know, it already feels like many chesedim, that's where the world stands on. The world stands on Torah and the chesedim. Doing it, this Jewish, it's Jewish in the Mishnah, but the Yisoid is important. The Yisoid of Chesed has to be, a person has to work on Chesed when it's hard. to somebody he doesn't necessarily, he doesn't feel such a love to, he doesn't feel the most love to that person. It's important, but dafka in that person to do chesed. That the dafka on that person, it's an open Gemara. The Gemara says, Mamash, an open Gemara. The Gemara says that Prika and Tina, Gemara by Metzia says there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah, you see a shar, that's, you see a chamar of your friend that's buckling under a load. It's the mitzvah to help your friend take off the stuff off the back of the animal. There's another mitzvah that's called Prika. Taking off the stuff the back. There's another mitzvah called Tina. There's a mitzvah to help your friend load up the shar. Prika and Tina, two mitzvahs in the Torah. There's a mitzvah to help somebody load up an animal, to unload an animal, two mitzvahs. The Gemara says, which comes first? If you see two people, one Prika, one Tina. So the Gemara said, the mitzvah that comes first is Tina. Because they're both mitzvah raisa. Tina also is tzar balachayim. Besides the more mitzvah daraisa, chesed, the tzar balachayim, the animal's in pain. It's buckling under this heavy load. So it's a mitzvah, do Prika. Tina, the animal's not in the tzar. It's helping a friend. Both are helping a friend. One, besides helping a friend, do tzar balachayim. Zak the Gemara, however, if the guy that's Tina, if the Tina guy, the one who's loading up, is your enemy, and the Prika guy is your friend, you should do the Tina guy. Even though Prika comes first, do the Tina fellow. Help the guy load, is your enemy. Because Chesed has to be even when it's not natural, even when it's beyond your normal location, that's Chesed. Chesed has to go beyond your normal feelings. So you see a guy who's your enemy, is doing Tina. Your friend is doing Prika, help the Tina guy. Hagam, the Prika normally comes first. Here, forgo that. Because you have to learn to do real chesed. To do it even when it's not your natural agation. It's a very crucial, but fact for us Americans, who are very kind. We're very kind. But Baruch Hashem, not making fun. It's a media that we more naturally go to, are very kind people. We have to make sure that our kindness has behind it that we're kind even when we don't feel it. We have to make sure that it goes not just what's natural, but take it beyond what's natural. And when you take it beyond what's natural, then you get scar even for the part you do what's natural. Then about you get scar for everything. Hashem, you show I would do it even when it's beyond what's natural, you get the scar when if you only do what's natural, it's okay. How much is it worth already? That's Gemilas Chasam. Mishnah Gimel. Antigonus is Seichai. Antigonus, who came, is a person who came from Seichai. Kibel Moshemesh. He accepted, he was the link in the Messiah. He was the next link after Shimon HaTzadik. Who are you? Antigonus used to say, Al tiyu ka'avadra m'sham shiris harav ha'manas l'kabal pras. Don't be like an Evan who serves his master in order to get paid back. Be like an Eved who serves his master, not having a mind to get rewarded. And should have fear of Hashem. In Abbas Rav Nasser, it says that he actually had two Talmidim, he had many Talmidim, Antigonus Ish Seichai, but two Talmidim, one's name was Tzadik, and one's name was Baisus. Two Talmidim. And when they heard him say this year, they heard it. Actually says they didn't hear it from him. He said the shir to his Talmidim said it to those Talmidim. And when they heard this shir, they went off the derech. Because they both said, he said, don't serve Hashem in order to get paid back. They both said, they both misunderstood the shir. And they said, it must be there is no chas v'sholom, there is no olam haba. And they went off the derech. And from those two Talmidim, Tzadok and Baisus, the Tzadokim, they're called Tzadokim because they came from Tzadok. They stopped believing in Torah Shebaal Peh, they stopped believing in Messiah Rabbanan, because they didn't like his teaching of their Rebbe, and they went off the derech. Tzadok and Baisus, the Baisanim, were two groups, large groups in Klai Yisrael, or groups at least in Klai Yisrael, who stopped believing in Torah Shebaal Peh, Tzadokim, all over the word Tzadokim, all over Shas. Those were Talmidim of Tzadok, who was a Talmud of Antigonus Ish Seichai, who went off the derech because of this teaching. What's amazing is that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, despite the two Talmidim went off the derech from this teaching, so you think it's a dangerous teaching, he still prints it novice. He still prints it novice, it's a dangerous teaching. Vice versa, next time a principle in Torah, it's good to know, a principle in Torah, it says, Yesharim Darkei Hashem. The ways of Hashem are straight. Tzadikim yelchuban, tzadikim take it and ride with it. Tzadikim learn from the ways of Hashem and they grow from it. V'rishon yikashluban, and Rishon take the ways of Hashem and Yashar, they still use it to trip. Rishon, out of some news is true, they use it to trip. So they heard a statement that other Talmidim vaxed Yisrael. If this was Antigonish Issoicha's life statement, if this was something he used to say often, it's something that Shtai developed from. It's something you can grow, and I'm sure many Talmidim grew from it, Rabbeinu HaKadosh included in others. It's something every Yid can grow from. These two Talmidim started a whole group in Klai Yisrael because of the same statement, they tripped on it. But that's the nature of all of life's experiences. You share them back, Yashem. You have a choice. You can shteig from it, or the same thing somebody else can shteig from, a person, Rahman son, can fall from it. I always, people go to Eretz Yisrael, you have different experiences in Eretz Yisrael. You go to a gadol's house, you invite him for a seudah, and two bachim will come back, yid bar chayim brim. One will say that, I didn't see anything. What was it already? Pretty lousy experience, the food wasn't so good. And another guy will say, wow, he comes back mamish and under a mensch. And life, all life's experiences are that way. All life's experiences, up to the person. He can have a tremendous aliyah, can have a tremendous growth from something, and another guy from that same thing falls from it. Not only doesn't he grow, he falls from it. It's up to the person. Yisharim darkei Hashem. Hashem ways are yashar, all his ways. There can be a tragedy can strike. Rahman Litzlan. I have a chaver, what a tremendous tragedy happened to him the past summer. And my Rebbe said, my parents said to me that from this maise, a kivaks a gadol. He became a gadol. He's no longer just a chash of a talmid chacham. He said, my parents not quick with his words to say something. And he said on this younger man, he said he became a gadol. That's the nature of all of Hashem's ways. A person has the option. He can vaksah, great from it. You show him that, Hashem. Hashem's ways are yashar. And a person, tzaddikim yelchubam. Tzaddikim Yelchubam, it causes them to have a halacha, to grow, to move from it. They shtag from all of Hashem's ways. And one who's not a tzaddik can fall from it. That's their option. So you can have a statement of Antigonus Ishtoyche that Rabbeinu HaKadosh puts in others that's meant to inspire people to Dairi Dairis, that I'm sure was minded many Talmidim. And you have two Talmidim, tzaddik and vices, who from this statement they choose their option. It wasn't the Rebbe's fault. It was their option. They choose to have a fall from it. They choose to vise vice places. There's no in the belt. That was their choice. Doesn't say bad on the Rebbe. That was their choice. And that's a decision we have in life, to learn to grow from experiences. It's up to us. An experience, we can make it a growing experience. I always feel we should learn to be from those people who learn to grow from everything, every experience in life. Not from those who come back from eating by a godlum. Learn to grow from, learn to shteig from it. Yisharim darkei Hashem. Afakli, this is true. I will be honest and tell you that some Mefarshim learn that the Mishnah later on, where Avtalion says, Omar, Chachamim hizaru b'dvreichem, Rabbanim, be very careful with your words. It's a Mishnah Yud Aleph. Some Mefarshim learn he was going back on Mishnah Gimel, and he was criticizing Antigonus. He saw years later that because of the Antigonus' statements, a segment of Klai Yisrael went off the Derech. Tzaddik and Vayis went off and had Talmidim, and they took a whole sect, a whole segment of the population of Derech, said, Rabbanu, be very careful with your words. The Hainu Avad, that's true, the words, Ibn HaKadosh put it in others, but still be very careful what you say. Be very careful, the mice that people could take it in the wrong way, so speak out things very clearly. On this statement that he said, that a person should serve Hashem, not for schar. So Be'emes, the statement for itself can make sense. If Antigonus would have said, don't serve Hashem for rewards. Serve Hashem not for rewards. Okay. Serve Hashem l'shma. Not for reward l'shma. Which Derech Agav, the Chovas Halvavus, learns that he's supposed to first serve Hashem for reward. He's supposed to first serve Hashem for reward. This is the ultimate goal. First serve for the Chavis Havavah, says Lahedya. First serve Hashem for reward. This Mishnah means ultimately to come to this. There's a very high level. Ultimately, Antigonus is saying, ultimately come to the level where you're serving Hashem for Lishma. Temporarily, I'm serving for reward. Because there are many kashas on this Mishnah. There's a Gemara which says, somebody gives stuck and says, I'm giving stuck al Menashe Yichya B'ni, on the condition that my son lives. Shalom Mishma, reward. I'm giving Stavah HaYizeh Tzadik Amr. He's a Tzadik. And this Mishnah says, don't serve Hashem for that, it's a stira. The Gemara says, it's Tzadik Gomer, and this Mishnah says, you shouldn't serve Hashem for that. So I don't want to be marach on this right now. There's a long, long arich, many, many, many tutsim. That Kedas Yitzchak wrote a whole long shtickle on this mission. The Mutarit says Kasha. There are many shtickles said on this question. It's not the purpose of the shir necessarily, but it's a question that everybody can ponder. I want to share one vart from Rav Hirsch, a beautiful vart that Yisrael and I saw together from Rav Hirsch on this Mishnah. And Rav Hirsch says pshat in this Mishnah as follows. If Antigonus would have said a statement, don't serve Hashem for reward, instead serve Hashem, not for reward, the Shema, it would have made sense, but listen to his lashon. He says, don't be like the avadim who serve Hashem for rewards, be like those avadim who serve Hashem not for rewards. Where is such avadim? There's no such thing, there's no avadim like that in the world. Alti, don't be like those avadim. Hamisham shemis aravam manasik avapras. Ella be like havik avadim that serve. Where will you find me such an avad? If he would say, don't be like slaves who serve in order to get reward, be a person who serves not for reward. But he doesn't say that. He says, be like those slaves who serve not for reward. Could anybody find me one such slave? I'd love to have him. That's such a slave who serves not to get paid? There's no such thing in the world. It doesn't exist. It's non-existent. Except in the service of Hashem, there's no such thing. Find me a person in the world who serves the Shema. He doesn't want a salary. You know, is there any doctor who doesn't take any money? You know any maids or servants? I'd love to, you know, they can work for me. They don't take any money. Free. They'll clean your house for free. So what does the mission mean? Be like those slaves. Find me them. And everybody gets well paid. And everybody, as a matter of fact, sure he does. That's why he gets one of the reasons he sold the slavery is he's poor, or he's stolen, there's no money to pay back. So he's working to get paid. You have to feed him, he becomes like a master for you, you have to take care of him. That's why he never becomes an enemy. That's why he's doing it. That's why you're doing it. Sorry? It's not an enemy, that's a guy doing chesed. This guy doing chesed, nobody's life becomes an Eved. Eved is like a career choice. So Rav Hirsch says pshat. Rav Hirsch says there's only one type of person, one type of way a person would be an Eved for free. If the word is, if a person has such a love for somebody, he wants to be paid, but his pay, I'll give you a mashal right there. So all the Bachur fight to drive him around. Why do you want to drive him around? All the Talmidim, these goats, will all fight to drive him. Why do you want to drive him? He pays you money? You want the shaykhs to him. The shaykh, a body want to pay him. You now he pays you, he gives you shaykhs. Another with Aaron, the yeshiva of Chaim Berlin. Bachman fight to walk himself. Well, what do you want? You want to be paid. Everybody wants to be paid. The payment you want is the kesher to him. That is the payment. Zakhtifash be like those type of avadim. There are avadim. The avadim who serve kings because it's stature, it's not, I should say stature, because they get a shaykhs to the king. That is the star. So don't be like those slaves who serve al manasik al pras, who want reward. Be like those who serve not for pras. Why do they serve? They serve because the etzim shaychus to the king. The etzim shaychus to the king is the star. And that's pshat ayid. The etzim shaychus to the bayi leilim is the greatest star in the world. Avad will get elim haba, it'll be unbelievable. The etzim shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the schar. That's what Hirsch says, pshat. Another possibility of pshat, Hirsch is gorgeous pshat. The shaychus Hashem is the schar. It's a level, it's a very high level, Rabbi Tzai. This is something to strive for, that we appreciate the shaychus Hashem. That alone is schar, it's a very high darga. But it's something to strive for, to be aware of and to strive for. That the Shaykhus Hashem should be, that's worth it for us alone. You'll get scar beside that, but the Shaykhus Hashem is what you want. Yes, he says also. Yeah. Another possibility based on Avos Tu'av Nasan, in Avos Tu'av Nasan, it could be it's Meduyik in Rashi. In Avos Tu'av Nasan, it says a funny thing. It says, be like those who serve not for scar, and you'll get double scar in Olam Haba. Uh oh. Be like those who serve not for schar, and your schar will be double in Olam Haba. Well, I'm not serving for schar. Why are you telling me that? So some want to learn that it means don't serve for schar in Olam Haza. Don't serve for schar in Olam Haza. Serve for schar in Olam Haba. You're allowed to serve Peschar. Peschar le l'mhava, not le l'mhava. Possible. That's a long shmuz. Maybe a different time. Peschar mitzvah yamalekim. Maybe we'll speak at a different point about that. But don't serve. That's a somewhat or basis of Islam. That's what it means. If you serve the Skanoilim Hazi, you get very limited. Ella serve from Abba, we scar them double. So you let us serve a scar. The Lashon pras means a part. Pras means a chatzi. A pras is a half. So don't serve Naskal of pras to get cheap scar. It's cheap stuff. You're not an ever to get the cheap stuff. I would picture it like a guy, he wants Lahavda to be a baseball player because he gets a free uniform, an extra glove. You're sugar. That you suffice with that, you get millions of dollars. Don't suffice the free glove. Don't get for the price for the half of scar, the cheap stuff. On this point, there's a very chashuv nekuda, Rabbi said. Very chashuv nekuda. Many people get frustrated, they do chesed or they do something, either they don't get recognition or the person is not makatoyt problem, and a person should be makatoyt. But people get frustrated, he wasn't makatoyt, after all I do for him wasn't makatoyt. In our minds, we should train ourselves to think, this is very much missing in our dar. We're not able to have a yidden. People in our elf, the Zaydas, a few days back, they lived for Olam Haba. They lived for Olam Haba. Today, it's very foreign. We should start training ourselves to live a little more for Olam Haba. If you do something for somebody, and you didn't get back, maybe even paid back bad for good, but say to yourself, I'll get an Olam Haba. We should train ourselves. Some of us have to retrain ourselves to think about Olam Haba. I'll get an Olam Haba. To retrain ourselves to think that way. And that's how someone learned based on this Avos Rav Nosson, they want to learn this Mishnah. The next Mishnah, the Mishnah ends, you should have fear of Hashem. Tomorrow night, I'm going to come back to this Mishnah. The Mishnah says you should fear Hashem, it's very strange. It speaks about serving Hashem out of love, and then it says fear Hashem. Tomorrow night we'll speak out of Chovas HaVavas that explains what's going on over here. Chovas HaVavas asks, he's supposed to serve, we'll see other Pshatim also, he's supposed to serve Hashem out of love or out of fear. It says, serve Hashem not for reward, sounds like out of love. Then it says, fear Hashem. You just told me to serve not for reward. Sounds like the love of him. Then it says, fear Hashem. We'll work at tomorrow night.